Hello, this is John Weistrom with the Nightingale Kona Corporation. Today we're in the studio with Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and today we'll be discussing the business of network marketing. And although Robert won't be speaking on behalf of any one particular network marketing organization, he will be discussing the eight values of the network marketing business and why a person should or should not join a network marketing organization. He'll also give us the reasons why, as a rich person, he recommends people get into the business of network marketing. Hi, Robert. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Robert, I'd like to jump right in and ask you, you have these eight values of the network marketing business. What is value number one?
Well, I think value number one is probably the most important reason, you know, I work with Nightingale Conant, as well as so many network marketing organizations. And correctly, as you say, I do not speak at this time for any one organization, but I speak for the industry as a whole. So I'm not trying to pump one company or the other company. Okay. I want to be as neutral as possible. But to me, value number one is life-changing business education. And I think that is one of the hidden values, other than the possibility of making a lot of money for joining a network marketing business. It is the life-changing business education. I mean, how many of you out there are looking to make some big changes in your life? How many of you out there may be tired of working a dead-end job or going paycheck to paycheck or playing it too safe or being more or less corralled by your peers telling you, don't make any mistakes, you know, don't make any changes? So really, I support the network marketing industry because it supports individuals who are ready to make changes in their life, you know, rather than just going from paycheck to paycheck or job to job. But before I go on, I'd like to give you a little of my history and my background and how I came to work with Nightingale Conant.
Sure.
Back in 1974, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I had to make a decision whether or not to follow my poor dad's advice. And my poor dad was a very intelligent man. He's head of education for the state of Hawaii. A good, hardworking man. But I call him my poor dad simply because no matter how much money he made, he was broke at the end of every month. And he kept saying to me the same advice many of us have heard: go to school, get good grades, get a good job, work hard, save money, buy a big house. And when I came back from Vietnam, my poor dad at that time, although he was very successful, went to University of Chicago, Stanford, Northwestern, he was out of a job. And the reason he was out of a job was because he was more or less downsized. And the reason he was downsized was because, being a very honest man, he made the tragic mistake of running for lieutenant governor against the governor of the state of Hawaii. And as most of us know, you know, the rules of government don't necessarily play always above board, above the table. And because he ran against his boss, the governor, he was then told he would never get a job in state government again. So here's a man, 50-something years old, dedicated public servant, a government employee, and he followed the rules of go to school, get good grades, and he did have great grades, work hard, study hard, and find a safe, secure job. But it didn't work for him. And even though it didn't work for him, he kept telling me to do the same thing. Go to school, get good grades, get a safe, secure job, save money, and play it safe. So here he is without work. He's forced to sort of liquidate his retirement account because he needed money to survive on. He bought one of those franchises that you can't lose, and a very famous ice cream franchise, and he lost. And he lost nearly all of his retirement money. He took it out early. So here he is, and he's 50 years old. I'm just back from Vietnam. I was a Marine helicopter pilot. And he's telling me the same old stuff, even though it stopped working. Go to school, get good grades, work hard, save money. So the reason I support Nightingale Conant, network marketing, as well as your ongoing education, for those who are willing to make the changes, is because we no longer live in the industrial age. Because my dad had industrial age thinking, which is go to school, get good grades, work hard, job security, company will take care of you. Well, we all know that's not true today. Companies are not going to take care of you. They'll downsize you if you have 14, 15 years with the company. So the rules have changed. We're in the information age, and we need more information. I think the fortunate thing for me was that when I came back from Vietnam, I realized I need more education. I mean, I had a Bachelor of Science degree, but it wasn't worth anything. You know, I couldn't get a job that I wanted. The economy was bad. And my old man kept saying, go, let's go get a good job. I said, this is ridiculous. I said, stop working for you. Why are you telling me to do that? And at that point, I decided I'd better listen to my rich dad. And my rich dad said, build businesses. So here I'm a college graduate. My degree is worth less. And I need new information. So I went to one of these big rallies in Honolulu, Hawaii, at the Honolulu International Center. And it was the first time I ever saw one of these huge, you know, people call them motivational talks, but they're more than motivational. They're educational as well as philosophical as well as motivational. And I remember seeing W. Clement Stone, and I went, wow, these guys stand up there, and these are captains of industries. They're not school teachers like I've been used to. They're not like my boss was a sales manager. These guys are leaders of their industry. And W. Clement Stone formed Combined Insurance. That day I sat there, I think I paid $60 for the ticket. I was a junior sales rep at that time for the Xerox Corporation, looking for new education, new information for a new direction in my life. And W. Clement Stone just, man, he blew me away. Here's this old man telling me things that my rich dad said, but my poor dad didn't, you know, about the importance of being independent, being brave, going against the grain sometimes, taking risks, building a company, being rich. I said, you know, nobody ever tells me that stuff. So the reason I support Nightingale Conant is because Nightingale Conant has an inventory of some of the greatest masters on planet Earth for those of you who are willing to break away from the pack, to take a separate path, you know, to follow your own drummer. So you have people like Dale Carnegie. You know, what a great, great man. You know, Dale Carnegie has a leadership course, a whole tape set on that. Mm-hmm. And I bought that set. It was fabulous. But the one that really changed my mind was the one by Earl Nightingale called Lead the Field. Here I am, a junior sales rep, driving around town for the Xerox Corporation, listening to Earl Nightingale teaching me to be a leader. And I'm going, this is great stuff. So the reason I support network marketing businesses, most of them, not all of them, because there's good ones and bad ones, and Nightingale Conant, is because they're basically educational companies. They're business educational companies for those individuals who want to go off and do it on their own, to be the rugged individual and learn to do things differently than what our school system teaches. Because after all, we are no longer in the industrial age. Job security is obsolete. You know, 401ks are risky. Stock markets go up and stock markets go down. So it really is important that both network marketing companies, some of them, and Nightingale Conant has some of the great leaders, some of the great mentors, some of the new forward thinkers that people need for business education. So in a long way, the number one value, the reason I support, is because so many network marketing companies provide the business education for the future. It's the business education for those who want to change where they come from and where they're going to.
So that's primarily why a person should get into a network marketing organization. It's not for the products. The money would be nice, but it's primarily for the education and the experience that a person gains.
Yes, and one more thing. Obviously, they want to make a change in their lives.
You want to make a change.
You know, maybe they're stuck of doing the same old job or tired of going from job to job. And, you know, they say, look, I might need new friends. I need new ideas, new people to talk to. Some of the network marketing companies I've seen, their educational programs are spectacular. The mistake I think many people make is they look at the product. Oh, it's vitamins or it's healthcare products or weight loss products or telephone services. And the great thing about network marketing today, there's all kinds of products. There's real estate, you know, there's financial services. So there's great products. But the most important thing I'd ask a person to look for is go beyond the products. Look at the educational program. Look at the life-changing business education and the support they have to support you make those changes. What I say to most people, you don't change overnight from an employee to a business owner or a self-employed person to business owner. I'd allow yourself 5 years. You know, hang out with people that want to go with you, people that will support you, who have leaders at the top of you whose primary job is to pull you up, not keep you down, stuck in your job. And that's what you're looking for. It's the best education in the world.
Okay, well, let me ask you, Robert, exactly how do I find out if the company that I potentially may join has a strong leadership? How do I find out if they do have these educational programs? What should I be looking out for?
I think the number one thing is ask them, what is your educational program? How much support do you have? What kind of meetings do you have? You know, what kind of educational products do you have? If they're just trying to teach you to, you know, let's say I have a new flower fertilizer or something, and they want to teach you how to sell it, they're teaching you to be a salesperson or what I call the S quadrant, self-employed or small business quadrant. They're not training you to be in the B quadrant, the business owner. As for those of you who read my second book, Cashflow Quadrant, there's employees with the E quadrant, self-employed or small business, S quadrant, business owner, which is the B quadrant. That's where most network marketing companies are, and the I quadrant for investor. So the first thing you ask them is, you know, go to their meetings, keep an open mind, look at the leaders. Who are they? What do they stress? Is it the sell product? or to develop yourself as a better person? Are they more interested in you selling for them or developing you? Those are some of the gut, you know, kind of instinctive things you have. Another thing I say is look to the leaders first, because many times in network marketing businesses, they have a lot of people who are just starting out and, you know, they're in the same boat you are. Mm-hmm. What you want to check out is who are the leaders, where they come from, and how committed are they to you becoming like them.
And make sure they want to develop me as a person first before developing their product and going out there and selling it.
That's correct. So the way I came across network marketing, I had a negative reaction to it. In the 1970s, when I was looking for a new education and new answers, somebody says, I'd like to show you a business opportunity. So I went to this meeting, and I sat down there, and I listened to it, and that was the first time I ever heard the word network marketing. So I wasn't turned off, but I was turned off a little later on when I realized that I really didn't understand what they're trying to say to me. And then I walked out of the meeting simply because I can build a business. The reason I had a rich dad, the reason I build corporations today, is because my rich dad trained me to be a B-quadrant individual. So I was a little turned off, but I also really didn't respect the education they were offering because I kind of already had it. But I'll just say one thing. Why I was attracted to the business was the word network or networking. And let me just say this about that word. I talk a lot about the power of words. Words are very, very important. You know, there's words of rich people and words of poor people. Having two dads, I realized that both dads spoke the English language, but they didn't speak the same words. My dad spoke the language, or had the vocabulary of a school teacher, you know, German, geometry, trigonometry. And my rich dad had the words of a business owner, discounted cash flow, internal rates of return, and things like this. They're different words. So my rich dad really respected the word network. What he said to me was this: the richest people in the world build networks. Everybody else looks for work. And the reason he said network was such an powerful, powerful word, you look at John D. Rockefeller, founder of Standard Oil. What he did was he built a network of refineries, distribution, as well as gas stations. That's why he was such a rich man. Again, I'll say it, for rich people, the word network is a very, very good word. So when I heard network marketing, I was turned on. You look at when they call it a television network, the richest people own networks. General Motors is a network of car dealerships. That's why they're such a powerful company. So I'll say this again. For the rich, the word network is a very powerful word. For many people who were like me at the start, kind of turned off by the word network marketing, they really don't know what they're looking at. What they do not see is they're looking at an opportunity to build one of the most powerful businesses in the world, a network marketing business. And so it is in the word. I saw that, but I didn't respect it simply because I kind of understood it. I was starting to build my own network of, you know, I had a nylon Velcro wallet business, and I was building my network of distributors and retail outlets throughout the U.S. I understand the power of networks. The average person doesn't.
I never looked at it that way before. That's a great point. Let me ask you, Robert, you keep mentioning the cash flow quadrant and the importance of the B and the I side. What is the cash flow quadrant? And how does that tie into your value number two?
Okay. Cash flow quadrant is about the four different people found in business. The four people that make up the world of business, the biggest number are E quadrants, which is employee. My rich dad says you can always tell an employee because they always say the same thing. I'm looking for a safe, secure job with benefits. But they're looking at the core for security.
Okay.
The S quadrant is the self-employed, small business, or specialist. Those are often things the doctors or plumbers, electricians, small retail outlets. These are the rugged individuals. When they say, I'm going to quit this job and go out on my own and do my own thing, they generally go from E to S, and they stay small. It's one of the hardest quadrants because the employees pick on you as well as the government. You know, you have tax problems and employee problems. And the problem with the S quadrant is that you can't quit working. In other words, you don't own a business. You own a job. Like a dentist, if most dentists stop drilling, you know, their income stops also. So that's why they're small business versus the B quadrant with big business. Big business are people like Bill Gates, Michael Dell, Henry Ford, John D. Rockefeller. They build networks and networks of systems. They hire smart people, and they can do more and more while working less and less. The problem with the employee side, the left side of the quadrant, and the self-employed, also on the self-employed side, is in order for them to work, make more money, they often have to work harder. That's why the income potential for the E and S side is often capped or limited.
Okay.
You know, that's why many times most people in the S quadrant cap out at around 110, 125,000. Now, that's not bad. And most of the E quadrant, oftentimes the average guy is happy to make 50,000. The B side, the big business owner, they're unlimited. The B quadrant makes more money than rock stars, sports stars, movie stars. While the E and the S are happy to make millions, the B side can go for the billions because the B quadrant, which is where most network marketing companies are, their income potential is virtually unlimited because networks are unlimited. The I quadrant is the investor. That's the person who takes money and makes their money work harder than they do. So unfortunately, our school system still trains people primarily for the S quadrant, go to school and get a job, mm-hmm. job skills, or trade skills, the S quadrant, doctor, lawyer, plumber, electrician. Network marketing trains people for the B quadrant, and that is the richest quadrant in the world. I'm not saying you have to want to be rich. This is what I'm going to say here. If you want to change, what you want to do is change quadrants. In other words, you don't want to go from job to job, which is E quadrant, or E to S, which is my rich dad called psycho S, you know, because it was you had to be Superman or a soloist or you had to be a real star. You know, that's hard. Like Tiger Woods is a star, you know, not too many guys are going to beat Tiger Woods. So he said you have a better chance to be successful and rich in the B quadrant. So network marketing companies, the good ones, they have educational programs that take you from the E and the S to the B side. And as I said earlier, that's not an overnight process. It really is a change of core values, a different way of looking at things, a different context, a different paradigm. So once you find a company you want to hang out with or work with, allow yourself at least 5 years. Give yourself the time, hang out with new people, gain new skills, new realities, new values, and make that change slowly. I wouldn't expect to do it overnight. It took me years to make the change. Because I came from a family that really believed in high education and job security. It was a value they had. It was not my rich dad's values. So that's what I mean by the difference between the E, S, and the B, and the I. The beauty of a network marketing corporation, when people ask me, how do I make the change from the left side, the E and S side, to the B and I side, I say one of the best things you can do is join a network marketing corporation, simply because they'll change you from the inside as well as the outside. They'll have the support to have you make that change. I was fortunate that I had a rich dad and a bunch of other mentors to help me. But if you don't have that right away, then join a network marketing company. Even if you don't sell anything, hang out with them, spend time with them, go to the meetings, make new friends, and change the way you think and change the way you look at the world.
It changes your mindset from the E and the S side, and it helps you transition into the B side.
Yeah, that's very important. So the transition is more important. The beauty of a network marketing business, if you want to make $1,000 a month, good, stop there. But you also have the potential to make billions if you want to. That is the power of network. That is the power of the word network marketing. And once you can understand it and fully grasp it in your mind, your heart, and your soul, the change will be permanent and you'll never want to go back.
Which leads right into value number three, the value of access into the B quadrant and how important it is to be in that B quadrant.
Right. When people say, I want to build my own business, I think sometimes they don't know how much money it takes or how much skill it takes and how much courage it takes. So the reason franchising back in the 50s and 60s became popular was because it was a low-risk, low-cost way of making that transition from E and S to B and I. So you have franchises in the B quadrant like McDonald's or something like this. So you buy an operating system that is almost a no-fail system. Banks will lend you money for some franchises, but it won't let you money to start your own business because the failure rate is too high. So the beauty of a network marketing business is that it's low cost, you know, probably less than $100 to maybe $300 to get in, where McDonald's is at least $1 million in a year's worth of time. So it's a low-entry way for people to get the education, and like I say, the greatest value is education, to get into that quadrant. You know, Nightingale Conant also has great products along that line, too. Your inventory of great masters and great leaders is exceptional. You know, one of the great tape sets you guys have is The Art of Exceptional Living by Jim Rohn. Beautiful, beautiful tape set. For those of you who need the inspiration, you know, the spirit to carry on, even though sometimes you doubt yourself, Jim Rohn's work and Jim Rohn's ideas are priceless. So for those of you who are thinking about making the change, you may want to contact Nightingale Conant and look at that tape set because it's a brilliant set to help you make those changes.
Through that 5 years of period, you said it's a learning curve that it takes, or it's
well said.
A five-year transition to stick with it. Yeah. But, you know, commitment's a scary word for guys, though.
Oh,
commitment for 5 years.
It.
Do you have any words of wisdom to help us with that 5-year commitment?
Number one thing is you got to find a friend who wants to go there with you. I mean, one of the best things I had was I had great friends. And it was a lonely journey because job security has its benefits, and don't get me wrong. You know, and when we said, my best friend and I, we said we're going to quit our jobs at Xerox, which are high-paying jobs, and we're going to start our own businesses. Everybody said, you two clowns are going to fail, and we did. You know, we lost our my friend Larry Clark and I started the nylon and Velcro wallet business, and we failed. But in that failure, we found out who we were. We became stronger, and we vowed we'd never go back, even though we were broke and people were laughing at us. 10 years later, Larry Clark became Inc. Magazine's Entrepreneur of the Year.
Wow.
You know, the fastest growing home builder in business, and I became the best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And the thing was, I don't think I could have made it without Larry Clark or my wife, Kim, who has been a partner in my business. You know, and my wife is just absolutely gorgeous. And I know she didn't marry me for my money, because when we got together, I didn't have any money. All we had was a dream and the courage to keep going forward in spite of no guarantees. So I would not have made it without a great wife and great friends and people to support me along the way. I think that's the most important thing. If you have friends that are holding you back, you definitely should join a network marketing company because you need new friends.
And they all support you. That's what they're there for.
It's the emotional support that's crucial.
And Robert, just like you said, it's important to hang around like-minded individuals who support you in your goals and everything that you want to do. It's also to invest in the type of things that rich people do as opposed to poor people.
Well said.
And that would lead us into value number 4, investing in the same investments that the rich invest in.
Yes, most people are not aware that the rich don't buy the same investments the poor buy. For those seeing my board game Cash Flow 101, there's the rat race and the fast track. The rat race is where the people who are buying 401ks, mutual funds, and average investments, you know, what I call retail products. The fast track of Cash Flow 101 is where the rich invest. And those are things of pre-IPO products. They're franchises. They're things like that. They're the high-yield investments. But by law, by U.S. securities law, if you're not a millionaire, according to the 1933 securities law, if you're not a millionaire, you cannot invest in the investments of the fast track. So there really are two tracks.
You mean so you have to be a millionaire? The government says you have to have least a net worth of $1 million to invest in these certain things?
By law.
Wow.
And so one of the beauties of a network marketing business, I said it again, if you only want to make $1,000 a month extra, fine. That's your goal. But a network marketing business provides the opportunity not only to make a lot of money, but the second most important way to get rich is they allow you to invest in the investments of the rich. If you ask any securities attorneys, they will tell you an accredited investor, by definition, is a person with $200,000 a year or more cash flow and $1 million net worth. In other words, you're not a millionaire. You can't invest in the investments of the rich. So if you're stuck in a job making $150,000 a year, you can't invest. And that's what one of the ways the rich get richer is they're allowed to invest in the investments of the rich. Many of the people I've met who are very successful in network marketing businesses, they make even more money as investors because they're investing in the investments of the rich. So that is one of the values. That's value number 4 of a network marketing business. It allows you the possibility or the potential to invest in the best investments in the world. That's what I invest in. There's another great tape set by Nightingale Conant, which I recommend, and that's called The Laws of Inner Wealth by Sir John Templeton. Sir John Templeton is the founder of the Templeton Fund. Nightingale Conant has this tape set. And for those of you who understand the spirituality of money or want to and really more understand the spiritual values of investing and being wealthy, Sir John Templeton is the individual. He is the master. He is the mentor everybody should listen to. Sir John Templeton is the man who resigned from his fund, although he still guides it. And instead he's putting all of his money to spread spirituality throughout the world. So that is the power that this man, John Templeton, has. And he is on the tape set that's part of the library at Nightingale Conant. So again, I'll say it goes back to value number 1. The value of Nightingale Conant, as well as many network marketing businesses, more than wealth, it teaches you to be spiritually wealthy. My rich dad said the best way to get rich is by being generous. And what I have found, there are more people who became rich by being generous, by, you know, serving more people. Mm-hmm. That's how they become rich. That's why Sir John Templeton thinks of wealth, the inner wealth of money, as a spiritual process, because all you want to do is serve as many people as you can. I found many you know, employees and self-employed who are the most greedy of all. They say, well, I'm not going to work unless you pay me. Well, what's in it for me? Whereas to be a business owner, to be a network marketing business, you don't get paid unless you serve other people. It is really a great system. The only way a network marketing person becomes wealthy is by making other people wealthy first. And I love that process. I think that's why one of the beauties of network marketing businesses is it teaches people the true meaning of being generous and how to become wealthy by being generous. Value number five is the value of living your dreams. Most people don't live their dreams because they've been conditioned to say, I can't afford it. Or, you can't do that, or I'll never be rich anyway. In other words, you kill your own dreams, and if you don't kill them, your friends will. You know, they'll knock you down. So the beautiful part of being around positive people in the network marketing business is they want you to have your dreams. In other words, the more they inspire you or encourage you to have your dreams, the more they're going to get theirs. As I said, my rich dad said the best way to become rich is by being generous. In network marketing business, you don't get rich unless you make other people rich. So that's why instead of knocking people's dreams down, which we all know people who do that say, well, you can't do that, or, you know, what if you fail, and all that negative stuff, you're surrounded by people in the industry who want you to have your dreams. And then let me say this. My rich dad used to say, if you don't have your dreams, why live life? Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have this hope that tomorrow will be a better day and better day, or a bigger day and a more prosperous day, then why live? I mean, so many people say, well, this is the best I can do. And they live in the little shonky little house, drive the old beat-up car, and they think they're being magnificent or spiritual. I think they're being horrible to themselves. You know, if you have the potential to become extremely wealthy, why not? And that's what the network marketing business brings to you and me, average people. And I love that stuff. The beautiful thing that I had was my poor dad always told me I couldn't have my dreams. He says, you know, we can't afford that. We can't afford that trip to Disneyland. We can't afford the big house. And my rich dad always said, never say that. Never lose your dreams, because you lose your dreams, life's not worth living. So I'm not saying money is the most important thing in the world, but it does seem to affect everything that is important. In other words, money does affect your health. You notice that most families, most fights are over money. So I'll say it again. Money's not the most important thing in the world, but it does affect everything that is important. And that's why having your dreams is important. And let me tell you, I have been poor. You know, I've said before, my wife and I were homeless once for 3 weeks. And we were unhappy. We fought more. And I didn't think we were going to make it as a couple. Yet that experience of being poor actually made us stronger. And today, you know, 15 years later, we're more madly in love with each other because the experience made us stronger as well as richer. Today, we're more in love with each other. We never have to say, I can't afford it. I really cannot say there's anything I don't have that I don't want, or that I want that I don't have. I can afford anything I want. And that is one of the most spiritual, peaceful, joyous feelings I can have. And you have to ask yourself, is your job or your hard work going to get you there? If not, you may want to make a change. You may want to change and join people who are going for the dreams instead of killing other people's dreams.
And plus, having money just opens up you to another level where you can dream even more. You can dream thoughts you've never even dreamt of because you don't have the problems of money holding you back.
Exactly. I mean, what you're saying here is that once you achieve your dreams, there's only bigger dreams. And it's nothing to do with a new car or new clothes because that becomes ridiculous. You know, I don't need any more wristwatches. I can only wear one at a time. I can only wear one pair of shoes at a time. And you know, I have five cars. I'm going to drive one at a time. What it opened up for me was the potential of being of greater service to my fellow human beings. Right now, we're building a website, putting my Cashflow 101 game online to teach people how to be rich. So if you can imagine that a kid in Zimbabwe can play a kid in Beijing, can play a kid in New York, and another kid in South Africa or, you know, Asia, for the very first time, I can teach millions of people how to become rich instead of stuck in a job. That makes me happy. If without money, I couldn't have had that dream. So that's the power of dreaming. And one of the things that made that dream possible for me, again, is another Nightingale Conant product, is Making Money on the Web by Seth Godin. Brilliant young man. And the World Wide Web's the biggest network of all. If you're not on it, you're missing the boat here. So Seth Godin's tape, Making Money on the Web by Nightingale Conant, is absolutely brilliant because it not only teaches you how to tap into this worldwide network, which is what rich people do, It also teaches the fundamentals of building a business. It's a brilliant tape set. And even though I thought I knew it all, I learned a lot driving around town listening to this tape by Seth Godin.
Well, Robert, let's talk about value number six and the value of a network.
Thank you. I think that, for those of you who are interested in business, that is probably the most important value there is. I said it earlier. My rich dad said, rich people build networks. Everybody else looks for work. The reason they do that, most people do not realize the value or the power or the wealth-building ability of a network. There's a man named Metcalf who wrote Metcalf's Law. Metcalf is a guy who founded 3Com and the Palm Pilot and all this. He's the man who said the power of a network is the number of people in a network squared. So let me explain this to you.
Okay.
Years ago when I was at Xerox, I started selling fax machines. Now, everybody knows what a fax machine is today, but in 1974, nobody did. And a fax machine was worthless if it didn't have another fax machine. In other words, I went to a guy and I said, here's a fax machine. He says, well, who do I send it to? I said, well, we're trying to sell it to more people. In other words, the fax machine was no good unless somebody else had one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of networks. So what Robert Metcalf has stated in Metcalf's Law with the power of networks is that a network of one squared is still one.
Mm-hmm.
So your economic power goes up by the square of the users. So if you have two users, it's now two squared. So your economic power goes from 2 to 4. It squares. It quantumly jumps. The moment we had 3 fax machines, its economic value went up 9 times. 3 squared is 9. 4 is 16. So the beauty of network marketing companies is because it follows Metcalf's Law of the power of networks. So you may work really hard, and you may not find anybody for your downline for 1, 2, 3 years, let's say.
Mm.
But suddenly you have 2. Suddenly you have 2 people join you. They get excited. They get turned on under you. The moment there's 3, your economic power goes to 9. So you can't do that working for a wage, working one-on-one, working by the hour, because your economic ratio is 1 hour's work for 1 hour's pay. That's it. There's no leverage to it. So let's say eventually after 5 years you have 10 people turned on, they're working on your downline, you have 10. So your economic power goes from 10 squared to 100. All of a sudden it's 100 power to one. Suddenly you're getting, that's why network marketers suddenly become wealthy. It seems to be overnight, but it's just simply with what they're doing day by day in they're building this network. Now, let's say those 10 people have 10 people underneath them. That's 100. What is that? You know, it goes quantum. So the reason the word network, when network marketing is such a powerful word, is because it follows Metcalf's Law. Your economic power goes up with each new person you add. It goes quantum, not linear. And that's the power of a network or the value of a network.
Now, you talk about all the time the old economy and the new economy. How does that relate to the network marketing business?
Well, that's great. You know, in the old economy, what I call the industrial age, it was work hard, get good grades, and work hard, work hard. Your economic value was still one to one and all this. In the information age, due to information being less expensive, that's the new economy. For example, for Henry Ford to become the richest man in the world, he took a lot of money and a lot of people to build Detroit, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had to build factories, so it took a lot of capital and a lot of smart people to put it all together for you. With a network marketing business in the new economy, it takes less money to make more money. There's another way of looking at it is it took John D. Rockefeller, founder of Standard Oil, approximately 15 years to become a billionaire. It took Bill Gates in the early 1980s, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
By 1985, 86, it took Michael Dell 5 years to become a billionaire. So the new economy allows more and more people to get richer beyond their wildest dreams quicker. But the thing is, you have to understand the difference between the power of the word network and find a job. People who find a job or find work have no leverage because they're stuck in an old economy idea of working hard. The new economy, people who adopt the words of the rich, i.e. network, have greater opportunity quicker to amass wealth much faster and go financially free quicker. That's the power of the new economy, and it's driven there by new technology.
So we're all living in a new economy, and we're all living in a new reality.
Right. But the problem is some people are still stuck in the industrial age ideas. You see, when the computer came on, it made the possibility of network marketing more viable. In other words, much of the computations is now done by a machine, allowing you greater access to more networks, more people, quicker, more efficiently. So if you're still thinking, I'm going to work hard day by day, you're part of the old economy, and you're unfortunately falling behind. if you want to change your ideas, again, it goes back to value number one, the value of business education. To stop thinking like a worker and start thinking like a business owner or a networker. That's the value of thinking in the new economy.
Which leads to point number seven, or value number seven, determine your reality.
Yeah, reality is an interesting word, isn't it? Like my rich dad said, whatever you think is real is your reality. So if you say investing is risky, and yet it's real to you, then your reality is that it's risky, and that you can't make money at it. So what happens is if you think it's risky, you will attract all the ideas that support that reality, whatever you think is real. See, I don't think investing is risky. I don't think building a business is risky. I think working hard, working 9 to 5, clinging to job security is risky.
Well, these are values that we were all brought up with. I mean, it depends on our conditioning and what our parents said and what we've been through.
That's exactly right. And then again, that goes back to the power or why I recommend network marketing business, as well as Nightingale Conant, is it provides value number one, life-changing business education. Because I think it's not news to you. Job security is dead. Loyalty is dead. People are working harder and not making as much money. Taxation is even higher. So if you're, that's not news to you. What may be news to you is that you may need to change the way you think if you're going to change your reality. And many network marketing businesses are designed exactly to do that. They provide the education as well as support to guide you and nurture you while you make those changes.
And are able to help change my personal values and change my mindset on things.
Right. It's not to discount your core values. It is to give you more values or enhance your core values. I don't think anybody in your family wants you to be poor. I don't think anyone in your family wants you to be downsized and cling to job security. They may not have the courage to make the leap forward, but even though they may not say it, they do support you making the changes because many of them wish they could make the changes also. And maybe if you make the change first, you can support them through your business to also make those changes. Because, look, this idea of clinging to job security is risky 401ks, and the idea that the government Social Security programs are going to take care of you, those are industrial-age ideas. And I know they feel comforting to many people, but they're not very realistic. I think most of you know that.
Well, I think the hard part is for a lot of people that it's courage. You have to be able to stand up to the plate and take a swing and go for it. A lot of people don't have that leadership to get up there to go out and try something new, to try something different, to not be afraid to fail, which that's one of the values of leadership. And it also happens to be your point number eight, value number eight to network marketing.
Right. The most important thing, I think, other than education or more than just education, the value of network marketing, value number eight, is the value of leadership. In order to succeed in a network marketing business, you must become a leader. You must become an entrepreneur. You look at guys like Bill Gates and all that, they're leaders. You know, they don't care what other people say about you. Even though the federal government's after them, they continue on. You know, you may not agree with them, but nonetheless, they're great leaders. So to survive in a network marketing business, you need to be a leader. That's why back in 1974, when I went to my first big, you know, educational rally of the new kind of education I was looking for, you know, the first tape I bought was Lead the Field by Earl Nightingale, because it taught me to be a leader. Another tape that is excellent for people are the 10 Qualities of Charismatic People by Tony Alexandra. Again, another Nightingale Conant product. Listen to these tapes. Sit there. Change the way you think. Change your ideas, and you'll eventually change yourself. So to be successful, you need to be a leader. To make changes, you must have the courage to let go of the past and move boldly into the new. And that's what network marketing companies, as well as Nightingale Conant products, allow the individual to do, is it gives you the courage to step out of the comfort of the E and S quadrant and into the bold new reality of the I quadrant.
So, Robert, why does network marketing continue to grow?
I think for the reasons we've already given. It will continue to grow. Number one is because people are tired of security in a world of less security. I mean, it's silly to look for it when it's not there anymore. You know, the idea of saying, I'm going to get a safe, secure job, people say, huh, wake up. You know, wake up. It doesn't exist today. So you may as well start your own business. So what I say to people is keep your daytime job, but start a part-time business. Not only does that make more sense mentally, it makes more sense tax-wise, because the moment you start your own home-based business, you're given a tax break, because the government wants people to start their own businesses. That's why the B quadrant pays less in taxes than people in the E and the S quadrant. The government wants you to start your own business. For those of you in America, you know America was founded, you know, as a tax-free nation. It was called the Boston Tea Party. Mm-hmm. We wanted our freedom. So that's a very important reason. The second reason is, I alluded to it before, the stock market is shaky. You know, all these people suddenly, because they don't have any more job security and financial security, or their retirement is not covered by the company, the companies now say your retirement is up to you. That started in the mid-1970s with the ERISA program. In other words, in the mid-1970s, in order to compete worldwide, many Western countries said the retirement of the entrepreneur is no longer the company's responsibility, it is now the employee's responsibility. And what popped up were 401ks, IRAs, superannuations in Australia, RRSPs in Canada, and things like this. Suddenly, you had to become an I or an investor, otherwise you had no retirement. And the reason I think many more people will be coming to the network marketing business is because most people know that counting on the stock market for your financial security and your financial future is ridiculous. I always say, never before in the history of the world has so many people bet their financial future and their financial security on the stock market. And we all know, I mean, it's not news. Stock markets go up, stock markets come down, and they crash. What's going to happen to you if you're 80 years old and your 401k crashes with the stock market? You know, get another job? 80 years old? Come on. And it's going to take a long time. So it makes more sense to me that I think people will realize that building their own business, something they can control themselves, have friends they can count on, rather than a company they can't count on, build a network marketing business, because it can be blissful and happy and abundant. You'll have more money than you know what to do with. But most importantly, you'll have not security, but you'll have freedom. You'll have the blissful feeling of knowing that you're in control of your life and your future.
So, Robert, today what we're really talking about is the importance of network marketing and the importance of education and the importance of this program to be able to pass it on and share it with people, because they can change their life.
Right. The reason we created this product was to support people in the industry, further educate, or maybe there's things I can say, since I'm kind of outside the business and at one time I was turned off to the business. Maybe there's something I can say to support people understanding the value of a network marketing business.
Robert, in closing, I read somewhere about the three cats sitting on the fence and making a decision. And really, that's what we're talking about today, is making a decision. But can you tell us a story quickly about those cats?
Right. Years ago, my rich dad said, you know, there's three cats sitting on the fence. And he asked me the question, two have decided to jump off. How many cats are left on the fence? And I said, well, one. And my rich dad said, no, there's still three. Just deciding to jump off the fence is not jumping off the fence. And that's what most people do, is they decide, but they never take the leap. They don't do anything. So one of the beauties of a network marketing business, if you have new friends, they'll force you to do something different and make those changes. Maybe they won't force you, but they'll strongly encourage you to do it, because they've already jumped off the fence. So after you make the decision and jump off the fence, there is support out there for you. There's many people in my industry, the network marketing industry, and as well as Nightingale Conant, who are there to support you. Because I only found Nightingale Conant after I jumped off the fence, after I took the first step. And the same thing I recommend to all of you, after you make the first step and take the leap, you will find out there's many things out there to support you becoming successful in your new way of life, new way of thinking. At richdad.com, we have many products and services that can support you. They have one of the best libraries of great teachers and great mentors that are there for you. Another product I could recommend from our own inventory is a thing called Sales Dogs, and it's about salesmanship. My poor dad thought all salespeople were scum of the earth, you know, so it was really hard when I came home after I made my decision to follow my rich dad's footsteps and I took a job in sales. My parents thought I had become, you know, a criminal or something. They said, you know, you've really let our family down, because we're all academics, we're all intellectuals, and salesmen are the scum of the earth. But I said to my dad, you know, some of the greatest leaders are great salespeople. Like, look at Ronald Reagan, was considered the great communicator. John Kennedy changed people's minds and created a vision that we're going to put a man on the moon in less than 10 years. That's what great salespeople do. And I said, aren't teachers salespeople? Aren't the best teachers salespeople? Aren't some of the greatest leaders or religious leaders salespeople, like Christ and Buddha and Muhammad? You know, they had the courage and the communication skills to change the way people think. So that's why Sales Dogs, my friend Blair Singer, is also another important product for those of you who may be skeptical about learning to sell. He has products and things in there that help you overcome your fear, because we all have fear. And back in 1974, one of the first decisions I had to make when I jumped off the fence was not follow my poor dad's footsteps and look for a safe, secure job. What I did was I got a job with the Xerox Corporation because they would train me to sell. And the reason most people don't like learning how to sell is the fear of rejection. I still hate rejection, but I have the ability to overcome it now. And so the most important sales job you will ever make is a sales job on yourself. You know, I make it every morning. Are you going to get up and go to the gym? No, I don't think so. And at that moment, the salesmanship begins because I have to sell myself to going into the gym. So Sales Dogs and the products that goes along with that is a really humorous way of looking at it. There's all these different dogs like Chihuahuas and Pit Bulls and Great Danes. And what you have to do is find the sales dog that most fits your style so that you can be the most effective. Our whole intent is to support you once you make the decision to jump and after you jump to support you in being successful. The beauty of network marketing business is the education. It trains you to think differently. It gives you a new way of looking at the future and the world. It puts you in control of your life and gives you new friends. But most importantly, it gives you the potential to be financially free for the rest of your life and never spend your life looking for a job, job security, or financial security. For the very first time, more and more people have access to the same power, the power of networks, that the rich have had. It is up to you to take that step. And that's why I support the network marketing business, because they provide that support. They provide the education. And that's why I commend Nightingale Conant, is because their inventory of great leaders and great speakers, great mentors, has helped guide me through the years. And they've guided me through the years to the point where I've only had a job 4 years in my life. I've been financially free because of the education and because of a shift in thinking. And that's the power and the value of a network marketing business over and above the potential ability to make a lot of money. So I thank all of you for listening to this product, reading the book, and may you find your dreams and the success that lies within you that's ready to come out.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being with us today, Robert. We've been speaking today with Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and we've been discussing today the 8 values of network marketing. Thanks for listening.